This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
That is exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what they're talking about.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride.
All right, you need to take the time and get the full picture.
Come on, turn the radio on. It's Saturday and I won't be long.
Don't get me wrong. I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom. It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
What do you want from me? I'm not a Mary the sweetheart.
Goodness sake, kid. Keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not a Mary the sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Because this is so volatile right now, so dramatically moving to the downside that we'll be oversold at some point. And all of these things, listen, the reason the Fed wants to do this is that people get broke, you know? And when you're broke, the
you
Fed will walk away.
You borrow money. Oh, my goodness. It's so cyclical.
Say. It's sad to say,
right.
But once we lose a million or two jobs, then they think their job will be done.
Charles Payne,
yeah.
The truth hurts.
It's sad.
But we all want to know the truth.
The saddest part, though, is it didn't have to be this bad.
That's Charles Payne speaking with Harris Faulkner earlier today on her show, The Faulkner Focus. And it seems as though as the economy continues to take some hits and the economy doesn't really seem to have many bright spots in the future, at least not ones that I'm feeling. I don't think you're feeling them. The solution there to getting this economy back on track seems as if not more painful than what we're already experiencing. Well, let's talk to our expert, Stephen Moore. He's a senior economic contributor at FreedomWorks. He wrote the book, Govzilla, How the Relentless Growth of Government is Devouring Our Economy and Our Freedom, and he's with us again here today. Stephen, welcome back to the show. Always good to have you.
Hi, Annie. Good to be with you.
You know, and I'm listening. Thank you. When I'm listening to Charles Payne there talk about the solution to the inflation problem, because it seems as though the Inflation Reduction Act didn't act to reduce inflation, that the direction this economy is going to have to head in order to get back on the right track, it seems pretty scary for Americans.
It should be. I mean, we're in a deep, deep ditch right now. These are all self-inflicted wounds. The Biden economic policy has been pretty much across the board disaster. I mean, you have high inflation. Now you got the stock market that's in a ferocious bear market. By the way, I have to say this with all humility, but you know, in early May, Arthur Laffer and I had a piece in the Wall Street Journal predicting that the Dow would fall by 20%. That we'd be talking about, and the title of it was Dow 19,500. And guess where we're at today? 19,500. I mean 29,500. And so, you know, what point to something that Biden's doing that's actually helping the economy? I mean, they've declared war on American energy. They're not building the pipelines. They're massively spending and borrowing and printing money. The price controls, all these things are having a really negative effect. And I was just laughing when you said the Inflation Reduction Act didn't reduce inflation.
Mm-hmm.
Who thought it would?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just $500 billion of more spending and borrowing. That doesn't lower the inflation rate. It increases it.
Yeah. You know, Stephen, I was saying at the beginning of the show here that the biggest thing facing Americans, taxpayers, voters right now is the economy. And the biggest thing to the Democratic Party and to the Biden administration is climate. And what they did was they made a climate bill, and they think that the American people are so stupid that they can just call their climate bill the Inflation Reduction Act, and that will appease voters long enough, 43 days from now, that they'll feel like, yeah, this administration's trying to do something to help reduce inflation, that all they have to do is share some words with us, and we'll go, yep, right. Okay, you're doing your job. But I don't think, from your experience, you tell us, are voters buying that they're trying to actually reduce inflation for taxpayers?
Well, if you think that the Inflation Reduction Act was going to reduce inflation, you probably thought the Affordable Care Act would make health care more affordable, right? I mean, you know, you probably think that the demonstrations we saw in cities across the country were mostly peaceful. They're very good at changing the definition of things. By the way, it looks like we may have a third straight quarter of negative growth now. We don't know for sure, but it's close to zero. So, you know, what happens then? Because it used to be two quarters were of negative growth through a recession, but then no, that's not. What about three quarters? is that a recession? Most Americans would probably agree with me that we are in a recession. 70% of the Americans think the economy is headed in the wrong direction, and they're right. And you know, there is one bright spot, though, I got to mention, if I may, and that's, I don't know if you've been following, Annie, what Liz Truss is doing over on the other side of the pond, but she's turning out to be potentially another Margaret Thatcher. I mean, she's cut taxes. She's put a freeze on government employment. She said she wants to increase the amount of fossil fuel production in UK so that they're not dependent on, you know, Vladimir Putin for oil. She is deregulating the economy. She's doing all the right things. So, and by the way, Italy may also elect a conservative free market president. So maybe some things are going in the right direction, just not in the United States.
Yeah. And, you know, it doesn't take a new show like or a talk show like mine or a cable news channel or a pundit like you for people to go, things aren't going well here. I'm wondering if you think that in 43 days from now, the American voter is going to attach the actions, the active actions that this administration has taken upon what was supposed to be a V-shaped recovery. That's what we heard. We heard you talk about that. That was supposed to be like kind of a slam dunk. Are they going to understand that the recovery that we didn't have right now in the direction we've headed are due to not the pandemic, but actual active policies by the people who are in charge right now?
Well, great point. I had forgotten about their rhetoric about the V-shaped recovery, because we had the start of a V-shaped recovery. Remember when Trump, the last 6 months Trump was in office, but then now it looks like a W. You know, it went down and up under Trump at the end and then back down again. And hopefully we'll see it go up sometime soon. But I think that it will be a red wave election. I think Americans are, I don't believe these polls that show that they're close races and stuff. I think you're going to see a lot of, and I'm not a rah-rah Republican. I mean, you've known me, Annie, for a long time. Republicans like to spend money just like Democrats do, but it's just important that voters, it's not important that they vote for the Republicans. It's important that they vote against what Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi and Chuckie Schumer have done to our country, because it will take many, many years, if not decades, to undo the damage that they've done. I mean, my God, we've added $4 trillion of debt, Annie, in what, 20 months?
Yeah, you kind of just answered the question that I was going to tee up for you here, but I'm going to ask it anyway and let you elaborate. We are headed in a distinct direction right now, economically speaking. You know, I've looked at my 401k. I'm 38. I've got time for recovery. I'm curious, when they say, you know, if you're in your mid-50s that you don't really have that much time for recovery, does that turn into your early 50s now when the economy goes down this far? What kind of preparation do Americans need to be making for what's coming here in the next 2 years, but also long term based on the setbacks that we've had right now?
Well, Annie, I mean, you're making me feel old here because I just turned 60. So, you know, and I don't even want to look at my 401k plan now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just too depressing. I mean, we're not rich. We probably lost $250,000 or $300,000 since Biden came into office because of these nitwit policies. So it's not just people's incomes. I made this point on, Sean Hannity's show Friday night, that people's wealth is vaporizing right before their eyes. You know, so think of a couple, you know, that spent their whole life building up their lifetime savings, put it in the stock market so they could have a nice nest egg. And then, you know, Biden's policies come along and you just knock 20% off of it. So it is going to cause some hardship for people, no question about it. And their dreams of buying a house or people's dreams of having a secure retirement, it doesn't look so secure right now when you see what's happened to this battered stock market. I mean, this is a bear market, no question about it. And I think it's going to take a change in direction of policy. And look, if Republicans do win the House, and they're going to win the House, I mean, that's 98% just because they only have to pick up four or five seats, and they pick up that many just because of redistricting. But once you take the gavel out of Nancy Pelosi's hands, at least bad things are going to, at least they're not going to do a lot of bad things. Mm-hmm. Now, the Republicans may not be able to get their, Biden will still be able to, veto any legislation he doesn't like, but at least you can stop the bad things from happening. And don't forget this was before your time, but when Newt Gingrich, won the House for the Republicans back in 1994, as soon as that was announced, the stock market went through a huge, huge rally. Hmm. So we're going to need a change of leadership in Washington for sure.
Did you pay attention to the commitment with America that the Republicans released last week? What's your reaction to that?
I like it all. I mean, it was interesting. I was listening to the Biden people on some of the Sunday talk shows yesterday. Oh, this is such a danger to America. This is MAGA. And I was like, what? Wait, you're not for securing the border. You're not for reducing government spending. You're not for, fighting crime. I mean, what's even controversial about it? I mean, these are just good ideas. These are just common sense ideas of getting our economy back on. What's they're against producing American energy? Mm-hmm. What are they against? Why?
Are there Democrats right now that feel this pressure to pull away from the direction the Democrat Party is heading so that if the Republicans, every once in a while, the Democrats will pass a bill and a Democrat majority in the House and you'll see a sprinkling of Republicans that cross over and say, no, we support this bill. I mean, I got to think that Democrats that are in some purple districts, if they win re-election, they're going to be pressured to go along with some things that really put them to the test. Do you see any division in the Democrat Party as to whether or not they should be going far left the way it has been heading or maybe just back more to the center?
Not much.
Not really.
First of all, what matters is how they vote. They use so let's just look at the way they vote. Every Democrat has voted for virtually every Biden initiative, every one of them. And in fact, every one of them provided, because that last bill passed by one vote in the House and one vote in the Senate. So every single Democrat provide the winning vote for this radical left-wing big government socialist agenda. Now, what's interesting, what I have been following, Annie, and this is fascinating, when you listen to what the Democrats are saying on the campaign trail, fight crime, reduce inflation, let's get spending under control, let's produce – they sound like Republicans.
Yeah.
I mean, they're running on a Republican agenda, but we know they're lying, right? Mm. The first thing they're going to do when they get back into office is go back to the radical agenda. So they talk right, but they govern from the left.
And that's where the media comes in and has to hold them accountable and say, well, you're saying this, but that doesn't happen.
Yeah, no, they won't. They're not going to hold them accountable. I mean, my God, let's not forget that Joe Biden, remember when he was running for president? He said he was a moderate. He said, I'm not Bernie Sanders. I'm a guy who's going to run up the center.
Yeah.
Is there anybody alive who thinks this has been a centrist? He has not one time has he ever reached across the aisle and gotten trying to get Republican votes. All he does is attack Republicans. Is that, those near fascist MAGA Republicans, extreme. Well, I'm a MAGA Republican. I'll say it. I'm a MAGA Republican. I do want to make America great again. What are you going to do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Call your names. Call your names and try to use that against you. Yeah. It's bizarre. And it's very telling that what we see from the Democratic Party candidates and people stumping from candidates on a regular basis is a lot of name calling, a lot of playing to people's emotions, but they don't talk about policy and issue at all because none of them are going their way.
Yeah. And also because the wheels are coming off the economy. And I am worried about, I hope I'm wrong about this, but I am worried that the economy is going to, slip into a deeper, more crash landing type of situation than a soft landing, because every idea that comes out of Biden is bad. Can you think of anything on the economy he's done right?
No. It's not even just on the economy. It's broader than that. That's the scary part. Well, that's why we have you.
It's the border. It's the crime. It's the name calling. All this stuff is just really bad for America, but we'll get through this. I mean, I do think that that's why I like to mention what's happening in Britain and Italy. I mean, I think there's a, don't you? I think there's a counter assault against mm-hmm. this woke leftist big government socialism all over the world.
Yeah, I think the pendulum swings back and we're on the way. And we need you with us here as we do that to break it down for us. Stephen Moore, thank you as always for being with us today.
Okay, Annie. Have a great week.
You as
take
well. Care. Bye-bye. The senior economic contributor at FreedomWorks, Stephen Moore. Get his book, Govzilla, How the Relentless Growth of Government is Devouring Our Economy and Our Freedom. If you've been looking to understand these economic issues more, if you're trying to understand how, you know, you think, oh, I'm a Republican, I'm a conservative, big government is bad, but you want to be able to understand it even more, please consider reading his book because he'll explain it to you in a way that you can potentially regurgitate in conversations about the points that you look at, you read, you research, and you agree with. It helps round out those conversations that you can have and make them more conversational and less argumentative. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, excited to welcome in some candidates for local state office in the Illinois side of the river. We're going to speak with Ashley Hunsaker. We're going to speak with Kevin Schmidt, both of them running for a state house position against Democrats. That would be a plus two for Republicans in the state house. Get us out of that super minority of Republicans in the General Assembly, as well as Wavy Lester, who wants to unseat Christopher Belt in the Illinois Senate District 57. Come in, ask questions, St. Clair County. It doesn't have to be this way. Tune in when we come back to find out how it could be different. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Is the Annie Fry Show.
Fame and fortune.
All right, welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. We're having too much fun off the air here. Why? Well, because we're trying to talk about, we're figuring out how we're going to make Illinois a better place to live. And that involves all of you, but it also involves some people who I have here in studio with me right now. This is a great time to get in and get on the live chat so that you can, the YouTube live stream, so you can see the people who we are talking to, who are working to represent you and give you the alternative. I keep saying this. I really mean it from the bottom of my heart. If you're in the state of Illinois, it does not have to be this way. First, let's talk to Wavy Lester. Wavy has been in with us before. He is running for the Illinois State Senate District 57. Christopher Belt is currently the representative there. We're going to get to Ashley Hunsaker and Kevin Schmidt here in just a second. But Wavy, let's start with you. Talk to me. Welcome. First of all, welcome. Hi.
How are you doing?
Good to have you back. Always good to have you in the studio. The Illinois State Senate 57th District. Tell me what kind of area that covers so people who are listening right now understand if they're in your domain.
Okay. So the St. Clair County has about 260,000 people. My district is about 215,000 of those people. It basically, if you take out Caseyville, Collinsville, and a little bit of our Fairview Heights, everything else, all the way down to the St. Clair, Monroe County border is all in my district.
Okay, so it's very much St. Clair County.
Yes.
Christopher Belt has been representing the 57th district for how long?
He is a first-term incumbent, so he's coming up on the end of his fourth year.
So if you were to unseat Christopher Belt, for the 57th District in the Illinois State Senate. What are you offering these people in your district that Christopher Belt has not done in these 4 years?
Well, the first thing I would do is represent the entire 57th district. It's well known that he spends a significant amount of his time in Cahokia and East St. Louis. And outside of that community, people really don't know him and they never really see him because he doesn't do anything for the rest of the district. He just kind of stays over there and takes care of friends and family and hangs out.
I mean, has he spent time talking to people outside of Cahokia? Like, what's in Cahokia and East St. Louis, like you said, what's there that he's so focused on?
Well, his brother-in-law is the mayor of Cahokia. And so and
I
not
honestly
only that,
did not know that.
His brother-in-law is the mayor of Cahokia. And so he I guess he's supposed to be spending time over there because he has two other jobs that he also has over in Cahokia. He is the water and sewer department superintendent, as well as he's a Cahokia administrator. So I'm assuming when he's not being a senator, he's over there, which, you know, but being a senator is actually a full-time job, even though it's listed as a part-time job. When
you're
not actually
right.
in session, you're still supposed to be out doing those other things, talking to the people and things like that. But no one has seen him, but except obviously in the last 6-7 months, he's starting to come out a lot more and take pictures and, you know, and things like that.
We're going to get back to that statement here in a little bit, but I want to bring Ashley into the conversation. She's really excited to be here, not nervous at all.
No.
No. Pull that microphone down.
Okay,
there you
hello.
Go. There you go. See, that's better. Ashley Hunsaker is running to represent you in the State House for District 114. Is that right? 13. 113. Kevin's waving me off going, no, don't vote for Ashley in the 114th. That's me. What, the 113th district, currently represented by Jay Hoffman.
Yes.
So Ashley, Jay Hoffman has been in politics for how long?
So he's been in since 1991.
91.
Yeah.
I would say that that qualifies as a career politician.
For sure.
So in the 113th district, Ashley, you have decided to take your career in politics, which started when?
Right before Thanksgiving last year.
Okay, so yeah. this is a fresh take for you.
Yes.
Thanksgiving of 2021, that's probably about a year and a half after we've been in COVID in the state of Illinois, which lasted, it's weird how it lasted a lot longer in the state of Illinois than it did in a lot of our neighboring states, Ashley.
For sure.
What pushed you into saying, you know what, we need a change in the 113th? I'd like to take on Jay Hoffman and represent those people.
Yeah, there's so many things. So just that I feel like we're not being represented, and I say this, like the normal people, because I believe Jay is just disconnected. He's been in there for too long. He's not listening to what the people are saying, even with the COVID lockdowns, like let us free. Our businesses are struggling. Our families are leaving. I've been knocking in neighborhoods and literally there's for sale signs in every single neighborhood. And enough is enough. Our property taxes keep going up, for crying out loud. And just,
what do you get for it?
Yes. Yes. And I've heard so many times, like I've knocked thousands of doors in this campaign season, and just our roads are terrible. Our schools are bad. You know, like what are we getting for all of these taxes? And yet we're the second highest taxes in the United States. And for what?
Mm-hmm.
So it's time for somebody to say, hey, listen, enough's enough. Let's spend our money where we need to spend our money and be wise with it and stop taxing our people.
Ashley Hunsaker is running for the House District, Illinois' 113th district. Tell me what the 113th is comprised of, what towns, what area?
Sure. So it's all of Belleville, Swansea, a little bit of Shiloh, and then like it's like an hourglass through Fairview Heights. So if you're in Fairview Heights, check it, because like I walked a neighborhood and across this is the same neighborhood, but across the street was in a different district. So check in Fairview Heights, and then it goes up through Madison, Venice, Brooklyn, and Washington Park.
Okay. Yep. So yeah, my district, I used to be in the 112th. I think I technically still am, because don't the new districts, the new representation starts with the new cycle? Like my representative is the representative I always had, which is Katie Stewart. And I would like you to just fire her and hire Jen Cordy. That's a conversation for another day, which we will have. But my district is now Amy Ellick's district. Across the street is the 112th. It's funny how I'm in the 111th and now they took me out of Katie's district. I want to think that was done on purpose. But we also have in here Kevin Schmidt. Kevin Schmidt is running for the 114th district. These are all St. Clair County areas. So I want you to listen specifically right now in St. Clair County. People talk about St. Clair County as being Little Cook County. And sometimes I wonder if St. Clair County is where Cook County gets their ideas, because it seems as though it's so corrupt. Kevin Schmidt, thank you for being in here. You want to be the state House rep in the 114th district. You a career politician as well, or not at all?
Not at all.
Not at all. Tell me about what you do and how you got into saying, nope, enough is enough, I want to run.
So I'm a chiropractor in Millstadt and Freeburg. So I'll run through the district lines to start here. So we have basically I wrap Ashley's district around it. Kind of definitely gerrymandered there. But yeah. It's a big U. I've got East St. Louis, Cahokia Heights, most of Cahokia Heights. Then I've got Dupo, Millstadt, Smithton, New Athens, Muscoota, Lebanon, and Northern O'Fallon.
Freeburg.
So those are all in it, and it's a newly drawn district. Mm-hmm. Actually, the NAACP filed a lawsuit on it, saying that it was discriminating. The new lines were discriminating. That lawsuit fell through. It's definitely a winnable district. That's one of the reasons that sparked my interest, and the fact that I grew up in Belleville, and my family's been there for over 200 years. My wife's family owns a marble company in Millstadt there. I'm a small business owner. The key to my campaign is lowering taxes. I think that's the number one reason why people are leaving Illinois and will continue to leave Illinois. And if we don't reverse that, the state's going to go down.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm running. To streamline things, make things more business friendly, and run Illinois like a business, a competitive business. We have other states. Obviously, we're in Missouri right here. You know, I got here in 25 minutes. It's pretty close.
Yeah.
And
you can move across state lines and not have to change your lifestyle.
Correct. We're competing against Missouri and losing. You know, we have to become more competitive as a state.
I'm going to ask you this, Wavy. Jaded Zelda on YouTube says St. Clair County was one of the few counties in Illinois that did not vote for Trump. This midterm election, we're 43 days away from it. Early voting starts
Friday.
Friday, the 28th. Thursday, the 28th, I think. People could start voting soon. And, you know, Donald Trump tends to push his he wants to be talked about in general. But is this election going to be a referendum on Trump? I find it hard to believe that it's not more of a referendum on Joe Biden, the guy who actually is the president right now, who is making the decisions at the top, who's making a lot of decisions for the country, the way that the Illinois State House has decided to make decisions for the state of Illinois, the Illinois State Senate, and the governor. We have a supermajority of Democrats in this state making decisions that are in the best interest of big government and in the politicians that run these entities, not in the best interest of the people. So I'm curious, Wavy, what you think about what's going to matter to voters in the Illinois State Senate District 57.
Okay.
And how you respond to what you're hearing people talk about.
Yeah, so when I'm out campaigning and I talk to people, you know, first thing I typically do is just introduce myself and let them know that I'm the Republican candidate. And immediately their faces typically light up and go, oh, you're a Republican? So
why did they say that?
Well, yeah.
We're a radio.
You don't find many black Republicans.
Okay.
And so, you know, once we get past that, though, we start to talk about the issues that are really concerning. And obviously taxes are number one. I mean, you know, she said we are the second. We're actually, if you combine all of our taxes, we are the number one most taxed state in the country. And our real estate taxes are actually the second highest in the country. And so I don't think that this is going to be a referendum on Trump because most people simply don't talk about him. You know, to be completely honest with you, most people probably think we should move on, but that's neither here nor there. But crime, that's the second thing that we typically like to talk about the most. We have increasing crime. It used to be where if you lived in a neighborhood like mine, you didn't really worry about crime. But now what they're doing is they're organizing, coming to our neighborhoods, our communities, doing these crimes, and then they get to run back to wherever they were originally. Mm-hmm. And so you're no longer, people just don't feel safe. And so when you know, I believe safety is a fundamental right for you to be able to be and feel safe. And so those are typically the two biggest things that we talk about the most are the cost of living, which is inflation driven as well, and crime. And so, you know, we need to figure out a way to fix these things.
Yeah.
I mean, the bottom line is we have to fix them.
So, Wavy, you know, you mentioned the fact that you are a Black Republican, and that takes people off guard a little bit. When you say you're a Republican, they go, oh, really? I'm curious of your thoughts. I mean, you've walked your district. It's a very diverse district.
Yes. Very diverse.
When you say that you're Republican and as a Black man, I assume you're talking to people who are also not white. That could be all different kinds of races that you're talking to. Do they want to know why?
Oh, I get asked all the time. I probably get asked at least once or twice a week, why am I a Republican?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so back to the diversity, if you, for example, you take East St. Louis, it only takes about maybe 10, 15 minutes to get from East St. Louis to O'Fallon. O'Fallon's probably one of the largest, fastest growing cities in the country and has one of the highest per capita incomes.
Mm-hmm.
And so those are literally separated by like 15 minutes of distance. And so when you're out there talking to people, you have to understand the diversity between East St. Louis, and it's totally different than it is in Millstadt, totally different than it is in O'Fallon and all the other surrounding communities. And so, you know, people ask me all the time why I'm a Republican, and I just simply let them know, like, you know, I wasn't born a Republican. I was born and raised to be a Democrat because grandma was a Democrat, mom was a Democrat, dad was a Democrat. But when I got older, I decided to look at the parties and see which values and beliefs and things that one party stood for compared to the other. And when I, you know, took a look at that, my values and beliefs more aligned more with the Republican because they're typically conservative. And not so much with the Democrats. And so
just quick before we go to a break, because I want to get back and talk to Ashley and to Kevin here about some of the things affecting the people in their district. Wavy, when you say that your values align more with the Republican Party, tell me, Wavy, which values you're talking about that you think also will resonate with people who maybe haven't considered before voting for somebody that mom and grandma and great grandma didn't vote for.
Yeah, I mean, we just got to get things back to being normal, you know, closer to just, I mean, boys are boys, girls are girls, you know, that type of thing. But conservative values, in my opinion, you know, the small government, lower taxes, you know, those types of things are what typically drive me to be more on the Republican side as a conservative. And so, I mean, there's a whole list of things that the Republican Party typically stand for. And most of those things are things that you know, strongly pro-life, you know, mm-hmm. protection of life, at least, you know, but at the same time, while I may be a 100% pro-life person myself, as a representative of a 57th district, I also have to look at what the district is.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you see things like, well, 70% of women did not want to see Roe v. Wade overturned, but that same 70% of women also do not want to see second and third trimester abortions. And so it's a combination of my conservative values also combined with what the district you represent, what they also want as well.
Thank you, Wavy. All right, we've got Wavy Lester in studio with us right now. He's running for the Illinois Senate District 57. Ashley Hunsaker in studio with us running for the Illinois House District 113th. And Kevin Schmidt, who wants to represent the Illinois House District 114th. These are all people who you can research more about. And if they get elected, they unseat Democrats. This is not just to keep a red district red. This actually makes a dramatic change to research these candidates, to learn about these candidates, to hear from these candidates, and to put them in office, because in Illinois, it doesn't have to be the way it is right now, but we need change in order to see change. Let's talk more with Wavy, with Ashley and Kevin when we come back. Send your comments on the Annie Fry Show YouTube channel, and I'll see if I can feature some of those when we return. Don't go away.
This is the Annie Fry Show. The Annie Fry Show is streaming online. Watch us live on YouTube and subscribe.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. We're glad that you are here with us, especially right now, especially those individuals who have joined us here on the Annie Fry live chat, because you're seeing in studio three people who are running for Republicans for state offices in Illinois, and they want to make a difference. And I'll tell you what, these are not career politicians. Wavy, I'm going to just ask you real quick because we haven't talked to you about your background. How did you find yourself in St. Clair County? Wavy Lester is running for the Illinois State Senate District 57 against Christopher Belt. How'd you get here?
I'm an ex-military officer. So I came here by way of Scott Air Force Base.
Okay. And you were you from the Midwest? Were you from this area?
I'm a Texan. And I'm originally from Houston, Texas.
And so you found yourself here because of Scott Air Force Base and you decided to stay.
Yeah. I got married and she's from O'Fallon. And so
we know the rest of that story. Trust me. I want to shift here to Ashley Hunsaker. She is running for the Illinois House District 113th. It's currently represented by Jay Hoffman. Real quick, I want you to tell that story you just told us on the break. I asked her off air. I said, you think you can win this? And she said, actually, yes. I said to her, I said, do you know people who have voted for Jay Hoffman in the past who have said, you know, I think maybe I'll vote for you. Tell me that story again.
Yeah. So I was knocking doors and this couple who they said that they have voted Democratic for their entire lives. They were phenomenal. But they asked me to come in and the wife was standing beside the couch and the husband was on the couch and they're like, oh, she's going to ask you good questions. He's bouncing up and down on the couch. And she asked me some really tough questions and I answered them just true to who I am and what I believe. And she said, you know what? I'm so proud of you for not backing down for what you believe in. And man, I'm nervous.
don't be nervous.
I know, I told the story.
Illinois
great offline,
is way scarier than this studio. My gosh, you can handle it. I've seen you in action.
Yes. And so anyways, then after I answered all their questions, she said, you know what? We have lived in this house for as long as Jay has been in office and he has never once knocked on our door. And you came and asked us what we stand for, what are our top issues facing us. And she said, we will definitely both be voting for you. And I was like, great, thank you. And then on my way out, I was like, can I pop a sign in your yard? They're like, that might be too much.
Don't push your luck. But Ashley will push for you. That's
yes,
a good,
for sure.
Good slogan. I want to ask you real quick, too. You know, you're a mom. You have four kids?
I have four.
I was going to say, do people think it's dozens? People think I have 47 kids.
Yeah.
Wavy's nodding affirmatively. Like, yeah.
It doesn't feel like
it's
that,
it's out of control. I totally relate to you. High five for being able to pull off the four thing. The parental consent, the parental responsibility compared to where the government in the state of Illinois has pushed over its limit. How important is that to voters right now?
Oh, it's super important, especially to mama. So again, most of the time I try to be with my family when I'm knocking doors too. So usually one or two children are with me, sometimes all four. But
as long as they're your four, I think it's a
right,
win.
Right. And then most people are like, oh, you're a mom. We're so glad a mom is going to be speaking for us in Springfield because, you know, just many, many things, and specifically the parental consent, just having a minor go and get an abortion without the parent's notification.
It's unbelievable.
It absolutely is.
Missouri children, let's be real here. Missouri people can come to Illinois.
Yes.
And not have to provide parental consent.
Yes.
Oh, Pritzker says, come one, come all.
Yeah, it is an industry they're investing in.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk a little bit more about that in a little bit. It is a huge issue, Ashley. It's a huge issue for me as a mother. And I am so glad to see that you are talking on this and being outspoken on it and being strong and taking that, hopefully, to Springfield for people in the 113th. Now let's shift over to Kevin Schmidt. Kevin Schmidt, also in St. Clair County, looking to take LaToya Greenwood down. Been there since 2017 is, I think, what my quick Google search showed. You know, it's Wavy, you mentioned crime before, but Kevin, crime is a big deal for everybody. Of course, in the state of Illinois, it's a huge issue in the Chicago area and Cook County area, but it's an issue here as well. What is LaToya Greenwood, your opponent in this race, what is her connection to an issue we've covered a lot here on the show, the Safety Act, the No Cash Bail Act? What's LaToya Greenwood's responsibility with that bill?
Well, you know, she's really proud of it. She co-sponsored it, voted yes on it. I believe she was the so that act got the bare minimum amount of votes to pass.
All Democrats.
Yes. Yes.
But not all the Democrats voted for it. And
yes, bare minimum.
I want to interject here real quick because Katie Stewart, who is a Democrat representing the 112th,
correct,
who is currently my representative, but they redistricted me out of her district. She voted no against this, and yes. I thought it would be very valuable for Katie Stewart, a Democrat here, to come on this show and say why this bill should not have passed. She declined, and she said she was not interested in making the time to come here. So, anyway.
So, yeah, it has bipartisan opposition, okay? So, just to give you an idea, if one of us get in, we could repeal this thing. You know, that's how tight it is. And it's the most unsafe bill you can think of. You know, if you talk to prosecutors, talk to any law enforcement person, state's attorneys, they'll all tell you that it's a disaster and it's going to make our communities a lot less safe.
Yep.
And like Wavy said, you know, that's a fundamental thing that we need to have is safety. If anything, you know, I'm for a small government, but they at least need to provide safety for us. And, you know, more businesses will leave as a result of the Safety Act. More people will leave as a result of the Safety Act. And once again, it makes us less competitive.
Chris F. on YouTube here says, has the police union spoke out about this?
I mean, so the Fraternal Order of Police mm-hmm. endorsed me. I know that.
And Darren Bailey.
Yes.
And Tom DeVore. They've come out and they've spoken against the Safety Act. And they've also spoken in favor of Republicans because the people who put the Safety Act in place are absolutely unacceptable for the safety of the state. And as you mentioned, state's attorney Kevin Schmidt, 100 out of 102 state's attorneys
Correct.
Have said this Safety Act is bad and it needs to go away. There are not 100 Republican state's attorneys out of 102 in this state. That is an incredibly bipartisan group of people saying that this is a disaster for the state of Illinois.
Yes, and we need to repeal it. So, and, you know, just the fact that, you know, she Hoffman voted for it, mm-hmm. Belt voted for it, LaToya voted for it, co-sponsored it.
Yeah,
I mean,
she's responsible for it.
Even if they try and say, oh, we're going to backpedal, well, they should have never voted for it in the first place.
Yeah.
It's a disaster, and we shouldn't have people in office with that ideology.
Yeah. 100%. Well, we got to go to a break here. We have Wavy Lester in studio with us, Ashley Hunsaker, and Kevin Schmidt. You three are all doing wonderful things. You are up against the Democrat machine that has driven this state into the ground. It is a David and Goliath moment, but we know how that story turned out. You've got to be a part of the David side of this, and you've got to go to their websites. We featured them here on our broadcast on the live stream, but we're going to post some media from when we're done with this. Wavy website for people to sign up to volunteer and support you?
Wavyforsenate.com.
WAVEY, wavyforsenate.com. Ashley?
Ashley4FORrep.com.
And that's Ashley,
ASHLEY. Boring 1980s way. Yeah,
the right way, Kevin.
And Schmidt4Illinois.com. Just IL, Schmidt4IL.com.
Hey, folks, get involved. Make a difference. Donate $10 today. It goes a long way. Be a part of the solution. Back in a minute. Don't go away.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.